Brenda Merriweather, one of our Patriots Monday regulars, joins us here at the table. I'm just happy to see you walking. Man, did you get de-cleated by Josh Cribbs yesterday, huh?
I mean, not even a hello. I mean, first of all, know, the right? first thing he says to you is like, man, you got blowed up.
I'm happy I expected it.
Did you see him coming?
No.
I didn't think so, huh?
Hey, you know, you give them, you got to receive them. You know, it happens in football. It happens all the time.
Maybe you like giving them, not getting them, though, right?
Yeah, you know, but it's always nice to know how they feel.
Yeah.
Hey, maybe the commissioner will find them because you're not allowed to hit anybody in the National Football League. You're not allowed to pop them like you used to.
That's a good question. Yeah, how come they can hit us head-to-head?
They can do anything. They can do anything they want on offense.
That's unbelievable. That's crazy.
Now, speaking of unbelievable, 200-plus yards rushing from the Cleveland Browns yesterday. What the hell happened out there?
They came to play. We didn't. I don't think it's – there's nothing else you could say. They came to play. We didn't. They executed in all three phases of the game. We didn't.
Now, Vince said it was a bad week of practice. From your vantage point, was it a good week of practice for you guys?
Not really. You know, but I don't know. I just it was a bad week of practice all the way around. But I do think, you know, this. You got to be a professional about it and, you know that you got to do what you get paid to do, and that's your job. And I don't think nobody on our team came to do that.
Do you know, even without the coaches yelling at you, that it's a bad week at practice? Yes. When you're out there on the practice field, do you know it's not going well?
Yes, you could tell. You know, everybody on our team know what each other's supposed to do. And when something go wrong and something look like it's not supposed to be in place, you know. So, you know, we had a lot of, you know, communication problems and breakdowns in practice, and it showed in the game.
Is it almost like a snowball where one mistake leads to a second mistake, leads to a third mistake type of thing?
No. You know, I think our team is good enough where, you know, we don't let that happen. But, you know, Cleveland did a great job yesterday of, you know, keeping things going. You know, we made one mistake and they capitalized on that, and every mistake we made, they made a positive play out of.
What were some of the, what are some of the challenges of taking on a guy like Peyton Hillis? I mean, from where we sit, you know, 250-pound guy with some power and some speed, it seems pretty intimidating. What about from where you sit?
He's a big bat. You know, I think we did, you know, a poor job of game tackling him. You know, instead of just letting one person make the tackle like, you know, we usually do, I think we should have been more, you know, helping each other more instead of just letting one person hit him and see if he could take him down, then the next person, and then the next person get a try. You know, we should have been all sticking our head in there together.
You guys have had some injury issues at your position, safety position. You guys have had some guys go down, guys who were inactive. Were you a little worried about attrition numbers? I mean, any team can overcome injuries, but when you get a bunch at one position, it's sometimes hard to overcome that.
Yeah, that's very true. But we got a lot of good players that could play. You know, Bill did a great job with, you know, loading the secondary with players who could play. So when one person go down, it's time for the next person to step up.
And is the guy ready to step up always in a position where he knows exactly what he's got to do and where he's supposed to be?
Yes. For instance, look at Sergio Brown. You know, he came in, he's a safety that played star, and he did exactly what he was supposed to do against San Diego, you know, and we didn't miss a beat. So, you know, we do a great job, you know, as players of getting each other ready, and as, you know, coaches of getting the players ready, you know, from every standpoint, not just, you know, your position. We try to know every position.
Star is the defensive back who guards the slot receiver?
Yes.
Okay. Let me ask you this. Again, you usually just tell us what you're thinking in these situations. Last night, and you, when you're replaying the game in your head, you're thinking about your own performance. Mm-hmm. What bothered you the most? What were you thinking about? Okay, I could have done this, could have done that. What really just kept you up a little bit?
Just the whole game. It's not just my performance, just the way the whole game turned out. You know, it's a lot of things, you know, everybody wish they could have did better. But for me personally, I wish I would have started better in practice. You know, been more vocal, been more, you know, more energetic, I just wish I would have did all the little things in practice that would have got us even more prepared for the game.
Do you do that sometimes? I know you said on the field you like to talk to the other team and talk to your own team. In practice, if you feel like you guys are dragging, do you get under another player's skin just to?
Yes. I, you know, that's a skill that you have to practice. You know, that ain't something that just comes.
No, you probably don't have to. You probably don't have to practice it. So though.
Chad Johnson just come out there on game day and do that? No, he do that all through practice. You that's something that you have to practice. You can't just go out there and talk junk to anybody. You have to practice that.
Now, why didn't you do it last week? If you feel like the team is dragging a little bit, why don't you go up to Tom Brady and be like, you know what, Peyton Manning finished ahead of you on the NFL Network's all-time poll.
See, that's something I would never knew.
See, I can give you
material.
We're
learning.
I can give you material.
Nah, I wouldn't, you know, I
see, when you get like for
I don't
me,
throw
when
the players' names in it. I do other things.
Keep this in mind. Like, when you're, I've been a bad athlete for a long time. I was never a great athlete. And when you can't play, you got to be able to talk trash. So I always had material.
But see, this is the thing, right? When you talk trash, you got to be able to back it up. So the bad athletes, bad athletes that have never played,
right,
that always was on the bench,
guilty,
giving other people material, them the ones who should have been quiet.
Yo, this is your life right now.
Hey, I'm just, man,
you're taking me back to high school.
So, in other words.
And before, grade school.
In other words, you should have been the one that was like, oh, great play. When somebody got ran over or something, you know, you should have been patting them on the back and saying, you know, you'll get them next time, champ.
There's a reason I write about sports and talk about sports. Okay, there's a big reason for that.
Brandon, does a good week at practice start Wednesday when you hit the practice field, or does it start today when you guys get together?
Today. A great week of practice starts actually right after the game. You know, it's the quicker you could forget a game and move on to the next one, the better that week going to be.
Do you even want to see the film from yesterday?
Honestly, no.
But you won't have a choice, will you?
But you have to see it, you know, just to make corrections so you don't make the same mistakes twice. You know, you have to go through that game film. You have to, even if the coaches don't make us watch it, you know, me personally, I would sit down and watch it no matter how bad I don't want to. You know, I still need to see it just to make sure I don't do the same thing twice.
Now, this coaching staff, as you know, they're not known for holding their tongue. So what's it like when you're called out by the coaching staff in a defensive meeting, when Bill or anybody else says, okay, look, 31, you can't be doing this. What's it like when you're called out in front of the whole team or the whole defensive staff? Because some guys respond to that differently.
Everybody going to get their chance. You know, you really can't take heed into too much. You know what I mean? You can't wear your emotions on your sleeve. You know, coach going to say a lot of things, you know, just because he yell at you or he tell you you need to do something better, you know, you can't let it hurt your feelings. But, you know, as for me, you know, when he tells me something like that, you know, I just try to put my best foot forward and, you know, take what he's saying and ride with it. You know, I don't let it bring me down, or I don't think I'm a terrible player because he tell me I need to step my game up.
Now, you know, I mean, everybody receives coaching in different ways. I mean, some guys don't want that.
How did you receive coaching?
I didn't receive it. Hey, listen.
That's my question. Let me start asking some questions.
How did I receive coaching? I always listen. But see, this is the difference. Did not have the skills. I didn't have the ability to put coaching into action. But some guys take it and in front of the crowd, and it's fine. And some guys, they want to be pulled aside. For you, when you are called out, does that inspire you? Does it make you better? Is it no difference? And what's it like for you when that happens?
It really don't matter to me. You know, I done got it in a million different ways. You know, I done had a coach call me out in front of the whole team. I done had a coach, you know, pull me to the side. I done had a coach, you know, bring me to his office. I done had a coach, you know, do it on the field, you know, during the game. I done got it a million different ways, you know, but for me personally, I just roll with it. You know, I don't really let it bother me, you know, because at the end of the day, you still got to play. You know, you can't be thinking about what everybody's saying. You just got to play your game.
Now, this is radio. And even for the folks who are visiting with us here today, we got a big old tablecloth in front of us, so they're going to have to take my word for it. Those are some sick University of Miami colored hoofs you've got going.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is that what those are for? It's for Miami?
Yeah, you know that. Yeah, you know.
Look, I mean, I have never seen orange and green sneakers like that
check,
before.
It's a lot of stuff you ain't never seen in this world. This is just one of them.
Now, Vince probably has a pair like that.
Yeah,
doesn't he?
Yeah, I made them for him. Yeah, he got a pair. Of course. Of course.
Because those are pretty darn good, I got to say.
You want some, huh?
Oh, nobody around here has those, do they?
Check this out, though. You can't have them.
I know. I didn't go to the University of Miami.
How about this? How about this? Y'all start asking me crazy questions, trying to get me in trouble.
The hell do you think they pay us for?
Hey, Paul, let me get a picture of those. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, take that.
All right, there you go.
You got it?
Yeah, I did. Did that help against Florida State? I'm just saying.
Oh, I like it.
Thanks for taking the
you
time.
You know what? No, it didn't. But it did help against Maryland.
Yeah, well,
hey, you're only as good as your last game.
Did BC beat Maryland? BC beat Maryland.
I don't
everybody
know, man.
Beats
it don't
Maryland,
matter,
though.
It don't matter. It's any given Sunday, any given Saturday, man. Okay. You'll never know who's going to win.
Brandon, good to see you again. We'll
Thank
see you
God.
Next Monday.
I appreciate it.
Brandon Merriweather joining us on a Patriots Monday, Sports Radio WEEI.